This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
Everyone, and welcome to the program. This week we delve into the mailbag and respond to some of your email and letters.
That's right. A number of you have commented on recent programs and have sent in some suggestions for future ones, so let's see what we have. Dan Hensley will also be here for this week's propagation forecast.
This is Media Network Plus, and the only thing we can say is, for a spoonful of sugar helps the radios go down. You get plugged in right away, and you get blown up right away. La-da-doo-doo. Well, normally at this point of the program, either Paulette or myself say, so-and-so will be reading some news. This week, we're going to be doing away with that because we have a lot of other material to get to. Well, Paulette, as you may know, we don't always respond to listeners' emails and letters as much as we'd like to. The simple reason is because, well, normally we don't have the time. So this week's show is going to be made up of that material sent in from listeners, as well as comments that are from Facebook. Not just our own Facebook page, but another Facebook page that we'll tell you about in a little bit. First, we'd like to begin with an email from Ray Robinson in Los Angeles, California. He sent a couple of emails recently, one with a story idea for this show.
That's right, Keith. Ray wrote, "I'd like to know what the current state of play is with HD radio in North America. I live in Los Angeles, and most stations here on both AM and FM seem to be broadcasting in HD, as well as normal analog. But the strange thing is that it is just about impossible still to buy any radio capable of picking up these signals. Car manufacturers usually offer car radios that at least have an auxiliary input socket for content from an MP3 player or internet streaming radio. And increasingly they offer XM Sirius satellite radio as well, free for a 3-month trial period. However, I have not yet seen any car manufacturer offer an HD radio as standard. And yet this is the car capital of the world, where most radio listening is done in cars."
Now, Paulette, let me ask you a question, because a few months ago you were traveling in the United States and you actually had a car with satellite radio, correct?
That's right, and I was able to pick up Media Network Plus while I was on the road on a Saturday afternoon. And actually, this is not the first time that we had HD when we visited the States. A couple of years prior to that, we were in Tahoe, and it also came with satellite radio. So it's nothing new, really, in the States.
Well, you know, this is an interesting subject because, Paulette, here in Taiwan, HD radio has come and gone. What I mean by that, yeah, it's basically gone the way of the dodo. It was around for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think about 5 years ago, there was around 12 or 13 radio stations that were broadcasting in HD. The problem, well, like Ray points out, there were no cars with HD radio where most people listen. And there were only a few HD radios in the shop. Now there's only one HD station left on the air.
That's interesting, because I know that there was a big move on about HD, a lot of hoo-ha in emails coming through, industry emails that I followed, and it just didn't seem to catch on.
It's a bit of a shame, but you know what? It's the kind of thing, what we have now with FM and AM, you know what? It works. It works, and guess what? You know what? I don't think most people care to hear, let's say, a traffic report or what the weather is like, or even listening to music. I don't think, especially in a car, unless you have a multi-$1,000 sound system, I don't think you're really going to notice much of a difference.
Well, exactly, Keith. I mean, it's, you know, the whole thing of building a better mousetrap. I mean, if it kills the mouse, what more do you need?
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, Ray, you know, that's one subject actually that that'll be interesting to look into. So we're going to keep that on our things to do list. Ray also wrote us about an old show called Saturday Show that once aired on Radio Sweden. Now, he said, when I heard that you had a classic recording of the Saturday Show from Radio Sweden on your site, I got excited. I used to listen every week in London in 1968 and 1970, after the original British offshore stations, meaning pirate stations, closed down. I recall the broadcast time being 11 p.m., with the first half hour in the 31-meter band shortwave and 254 meters medium wave. However, on Saturdays only, the show was extended for a further hour on 254 meters. So I downloaded the show from your site and listened with eager anticipation. However, disappointed I was. Yes, it was a 1966 Saturday show from Radio Sweden called Saturday Magazine. But it was not the Saturday Show with Roger Wallace, which I guess must have started later. Actually, Ray, you're absolutely right. And after you sent me the email, I looked into it a little bit further, and the Saturday Show did come after Saturday Magazine. Now, for those who are maybe a little bit too young to remember what the show sounded like, this is what most, I would say, fun international broadcasters like Radio Sweden, how they sounded back then.
This is Radio Sweden broadcasting on 254.7 meters in the medium wave band.
It's Roger Wallace.
Hi there, music lovers. Hope you're all as wide awake as I am.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's what happened last week when I went close to the microphone, made those stupid comments intended for our female listeners.
Oh, Roger, you really shouldn't do things like that.
Your number one station in the north, Radio Sweden. Oh no, this week there'll be no discrimination of the sexes. They'll all be given a fair chance. All 23 of them. Tuned into us by mistake, then before you move on, do let me inform you. This is Radio Sweden. It's Roger Wallace here in Stockholm on Sunday, the 17th of September, 1967. It's time for some more Swedish pop. For all of you.
The Saturday Show with Roger Wallace from Radio Sweden. Paula, what did you think about that? Interesting, isn't it?
Oh, that was just great. Yeah, I remember vaguely when I was a little kid hearing that kind of stuff now and again on the North American radio and more TV, I think. But yeah, it was great, great.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's now move to a very interesting item that appeared not on the PCJ Facebook page, but rather on the page of a show called The International Radio Report that is hosted by Janice Law and Sheldon Harvey. It airs every Sunday at 2:30 UTC on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I should mention that occasionally items from this show, Media Network Plus, can be heard on that show. And this year, the International Radio Report is celebrating their 25th anniversary. Now, Paulette, this is, of course, an item that's closer to you than to me, but it involves two radio stations in Vancouver, one corporate station and one community station.
Yes, Vancouver's Co-op Radio is going to be switching channels with a commercial station. Very interesting situation.
Now, the article came out last week, but it says, in a move approved last week by the Canadian Radio and Television Telecommunications Commission, the Peak will swap signals with alternative radio station Co-op at 1:02 p.m. on Monday, which is actually this past Monday. And you know what's interesting, Paulette, about this agreement, because the Peak is one of the big commercial stations in Vancouver, mm-hmm. and the frequency that they were at was not a clear channel. So in parts of downtown Vancouver, they had a difficult time in getting a signal. Now, Co-op Radio had a very low-powered FM channel, but they were having problems with equipment. They had a transmitter that was probably on its last legs, and having visited Co-op Radio one time more than 10 years ago, it was kind of shocking to see what they're working with. But what's good about this is, first of all, the Peak gets a new frequency. Mm-hmm. Co-op takes over the old frequency, and Peak is giving them so much stuff.
No kidding. How do you get a deal like that? Wow.
I mean, listen to this, okay? Co-op Radio has been on the air since 1975. And the station, like many other community stations, gets its funding from funding drives. Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to be exchanging with Co-op, not just the frequency like we mentioned, but also its old stereo transmitter. The Peak is owned by the Jim Patterson Broadcast Group. Now, at the moment, Co-op, or I should say previously, they were only on FM mono. So they're getting first a stereo transmitter and a backup transmitter. The Jim Patterson Broadcast Group is also paying the relocation to a new site and the associated lease costs for 5 years. 5 years. Spend $300,000 Canadian dollars on billboard advertising to promote Co-op Radio and pay $125,000 per year in operating costs to the station for 5 years.
That is absolutely amazing. I mean, those numbers boggle the mind. You wouldn't think that there was that much money in radio. It must be worth it to them to be paying, what's that, $1.4 billion over 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know what's interesting here, Paulette? It's, you know, usually when, like, sometimes when you have radio stories that involve, let's say, a big corporate station and, let's say, the underdog, usually the underdog gets, like, swooped aside or something. But this is a case of really, you know, it works well for really both because the Peak now finally has, a clear signal into Vancouver, which is good for the station. It's good for the station's image and advertising. And this small little community station is getting, mind you, okay, it's used, but it's mint condition, a stereo transmitter, a backup transmitter, and then all these different funds. And, you know, so I was reading in another article saying that now for a while they can kind of sit back and not have to, you know, worry every time at the end of the year to raise funds.
No kidding. A very, very sweet deal. And, you know, Keith, my first thought was, you know, as you know, I have broadcast here in Nanaimo on a community radio, and there's quite a lot of anti-corporate rhetoric going on. And I'm just wondering if Co-op, now that's going to, the anti-corporate rhetoric is going to ring a little hollow.
Well, you know what? It's like the old saying, you know, money talks. It doesn't matter sometimes. You know, money just talks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this might be an example of peaceful coexistence between the right and the left on the political spectrum.
Good thing, I think. Yeah, and you know what? You have to think they would be mad to turn it down to begin with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely they would be.
Right.
On the other hand, if they did, I would certainly be happy to pick up where where they left off.
Exactly. Anyway, you're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio. Media Network Plus.
We now have a letter, Paulette, from a listener in San Felipe, Venezuela. tunes to us on Saturdays on 9,955 kilohertz. Now, Paulette, this is a letter that he sent with a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Now, the letter is from Juan Miguel Carlos Quintana. He writes, Señorita Paulette, it's lovely to hear a woman like you presenting shows on a subject that is mostly male-dominated. Could you please keep it up and make the topic more sexy? Besito, kisses, your friend Juan.
Aww, that is so sweet.
So does that mean he wants you to do the show in a sexy voice?
Well, Keith, that's the only thing about this this question. I'm not sure exactly what I can do on radio. Like maybe, I don't know, breathe a little heavier or something. It's hard on radio to be sexy.
Well,
But we do try. We do try.
I'm just thinking right now what Howard Stern might say.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Howard Stern, so just as well.
Well, he would say something like, well, you have a microphone.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Juan is an air traffic controller at the San Felipe International Airport, at the San Felipe International Airport in Venezuela.
And thanks so much for those lovely comments, Juan. Now, Keith, you know, Juan's talking about sexifying radio a little bit, and unbeknownst to most listeners, we really could look like anything or anyone behind the microphone, and I think a lot of the visualization is in listeners' minds, which is probably a good thing. Although I do recall once that one of your guests referred to you as a cross between Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I could just picture
Talk about
Brad...
sexy. Talk about sexy, hey?
I could just picture Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio trying to sue me now or something. You know. But anyway, yeah, Larry was a guest on Happy Station when we recorded the show at the VOA, and he said this.
Girls, I just want to tell you, Keith looks exactly like Brad Pitt. He is exactly like a cross between Brad Pitt and Leonardo, because I know Leo is very popular in Asia, so he looks like a combination of Leonardo and Brad Pitt. So girls, just imagine that. That's what you get with Keith.
There we had it. Larry London, host of Border Crossings on The Voice of America, comparing me to Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. The only thing I can say, Paulette, is I think I should watch out. Maybe they'd want to sue me for what I'm doing to their body. It reminds me of the old joke where a woman goes to a doctor. She comes back and she says to her husband, you know, my doctor today said I have the body of a 20-year-old woman. And the husband responds, you better give it back. You're getting it all wrinkled.
Not nice. Very bad.
But this is one thing, you know, but it's true, Paulette. I mean, we could look like anybody. Like, how many of our listeners don't, you know this, but you're like, you know, a striking resemblance to Pamela Anderson. In fact, you were on Baywatch.
Well, thank you, Keith. At least you didn't say Pamela Wallace. although Pam is a little closer, and she is lovely, too.
And by the way, for those who don't know who Pamela Wallen is, she works in television in Canada. Do a Google search. You'll see her picture, and you'll see what I mean. I mean, God, that tongue could be insulting, couldn't it?
No, not at all. Pamela Wallen is quite lovely.
All right. Let's now turn our attention to something a little bit more serious. Here's Dan Hansley with this week's Propagation Forecast.
Here's propagation for the week from September 15th to September 21st, 2012. The 10.7 centimeter flux will be 95 from September 15th to September 19th, 2012, rising 5 points on September 20th to become 100. On September 21st, the 10.7 centimeter flux rises 5 more points to become 105. The A index will be 10 on September 15th. On September 16th, the A index will be 12. For the next 3 days, from September 17th to September 19th, the A index will be 5. On September 20th, the A index rises 5 points to become 10, and then on September 21st, the A index drops down to 8. The KP index will be 3 on September 15th and 16th. From September 17th to September 19th, the KP index will be 2. On September 20th and 21st, a KP index of 3. This week's propagation doesn't look good. 2 sunspots rotate out of view on the solar disk this week. Those are 1564 and 68. This leaves only sunspots 1566 and 69. with a drop in sunspots as proven by the 10.7 centimeter flux, a high A index on September 15th, 16th, 20th, and 21st, and then a fluctuating KP index that has only 3 days of a reading under 3, you should consider turning up their transmitter power. No coronal holes have been observed. That's how propagation works this week.
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdene Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxer.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
And with that, Keith, we've just about come to the end of our program.
That's right, Paulette. If you wish to contact us, our email is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. And we will be responding to some of your letters on a future edition of the program, pretty much like what we did today. Now, there are ways to listen to the show, and you can find them all at our website, which is
www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus.
And of course, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Radio. So on behalf of myself, Keith Perron in Taipei, Taiwan.
And me, Paulette McQuarrie in Vancouver, Canada.
We'll see you again very soon. 73s to you all.
And 88s to the ladies.